don't try and get something out of the relationship. That's when I realize, you know, a holy relationship is one where the, you're not trying to get something. You already are everything. You're already whole. But once you try and get something, it owns you, just like everything else. So, okay, turn this mic over to you, Robin Busfield.
Mahalo, Dove. Thank you. And it's so good to be back. I actually really missed sharing on here. And I listened to your recording, Dove and Melinda, on the airplane on my trip. And it was so nice. I really felt that as I was listening to you both share, which it was really such a beautiful sharing, and I got a lot from it. As I was listening, I was just really smiling to myself and really feeling that, you know, there is no separation in any way at all. And that I was feeling that right here, right now, as always, that I was, the sharing is always right here, right now. And I really felt in that moment that I was with everyone on Radio Gather, and that I wasn't away from it. But really good. So coming back today, I do know, as I look back, you know, I really just enjoy sharing here so much, Dove, and it's so fun, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, I had my sister visiting for 3 weeks. She was visiting, so we've had a lot going on. We've done a lot of traveling. She's actually on her flight now back to Brisbane in Australia. She left this morning at 10 o'clock, and she arrives tomorrow at 4 o'clock, which she actually, in Hawaii time, so to speak, she'll be arriving tonight, 7 p.m. in Hawaii time, but tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock in the Australian time zone, she returns back to Brisbane. So we had a great time together, had a lot of fun. She really wanted to see Vegas. I haven't been there for a few years, so that was that was interesting and a fun time to go over there and visit Vegas for a few days. I took her back to my old stomping ground in Los Angeles, which was the South Bay, Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, is where I lived for about 12 years before we moved to Hawaii. So I took her there and showed her the South Bay. She wanted to see Hollywood. We actually were in Venice when the incident occurred in Venice Beach. We were there at the time. I was showing her the, I guess, the market area. It's called there in Venice. And then, of course, I guess it was the accident of the, there was a car that ran over some people on the strand. So definitely quite a forgiveness opportunity then at that point, and to be in that area of that energy and the shift all of a sudden into, there's like a wake up call of, you know, coming back to reality and realizing that, you know, every moment truly is for forgiveness. There is no moment that where time is turning in this dream world where we cannot get too sleepy. We want to stay aware as much as often, and that always calling on love in every moment, and calling on love for all those in that moment that were in, you know, those moments of fear and panic. And just, you know, really coming back home in the heart and realizing that, you know, this great call for love is just a continual call for love, calling us home. And, you know, there is no way to determine what is going to unfold moment to moment. The plan of the atonement is so perfect, and just really trusting in that, that it is perfect, and that continuing to choose to have an open heart and to embrace everyone and everything, and bring it all back into the heart center and see that we truly are all in this together, and being thankful for all those that are playing their part so perfectly, and you know, thankful for the awareness, the moment of awareness. I look back on my journey and see that, you know, there's you know, many times on my journey when I would not be in awareness and be just stricken by fear and be holding onto the fear and not have the ability or the knowledge to turn to love and to choose love instead of fear. And so really being very grateful for that today, the awareness that in the moment that choosing love is just the most important choice in every moment that we can make, and there's not a moment that goes by that we're not being called back to love, to choose love again and again. And so, you know, it's so beautiful that and so grateful today for the awareness of that. And I've been sitting with my Way of Mastery lesson today. I've been doing the lesson here and there when my sister was here, not all the time, but really every time I do sit with it, I come to see too that, you know, there's nothing greater than to be giving time to Holy Spirit, giving time to Christ, to our Christ mind, our one Christ mind, to our one heart, and allowing just the messages to flow and realizing that, you know, time of the dream world is the greatest gift I feel today is that giving the time to Holy Spirit, giving the time to our higher self is such a great gift that, you know, we're ultimately just giving to ourselves as soon as we turn our attention to love, choosing love in that moment, even if it's sitting with a lesson from the Way of Mastery or A Course in Miracles or whatever we're sitting with, but just taking that time to choose love and to turn to face love and to listen to love. And of course, what arises for that for me every time is, you know, questioning the belief system, questioning what I've always, what I have believed in on this journey. And what I find is that from all the questioning and all the looking, and again, I know I've shared this so many times, but it's such an important part to me in A Course in Miracles is where Jesus asks us to have a really good look at the darkness. And to me, that's just such a golden key that when we can finally really have a good look, knowing in our hearts that we will know the truth, that the truth will take place of the darkness, that the light will fill that space. But until we actually have a good look and question the darkness, question the fear, question what's arising, question what seems to be taking place at the moment, until we actually question all of it, then, you know, we're turning away from it. So we got to turn around it and really have a good look at it and question it. And through this space, we are, you know, we're holding the hand of Holy Spirit. Every time we question our belief of the world as we've known it, the identity, the separate identity as we've known it, every time we turn to question, what we find is that out of that questioning arises the truth every time, and that while we're actually in the moment of questioning it, we are holding the hand of Holy Spirit. We are holding the hand of light, because the ego self is not going to question itself. Ego self is the illusion, is the separate identity, the seeming separate identity that we've believed ourselves to be. And so when we take that step back and begin to actually question a separate identity, and we begin to question our belief system, is such a golden key, such a that's where we can finally really travel through that and realize that it, and travel through it and see at the same time that it really is an illusion, that there was nothing to block us from the light, that really was nothing to ever hold us back, but it was just really our own imagination. And so lesson six that I've been looking at, I've just been sitting with this here this morning, and I have shared on this a couple of times already. I think prior to when my sister and I went out of town, but this section here I feel is such a beautiful, important section, and I may have shared on this the other day, I'm not sure, but as I was getting with this today, this is just what I feel guided to share about, and there's just some really beautiful pointers here, you know, and I see that all of these pointers, these pieces that really resonate are, you know, pointers at the truth, and that, you know, in being guided to really just sit down and spend time to have a really good look at these pointers, is, you know, another way of looking at, as I mentioned before, the questioning. As we're questioning something, and then as we're able to really grant the time to be able to sit and look at these pointers that are in something like this lesson in the Way of Mastery, as we grant ourselves the time, and we're gifting it to the light, to the truth of who we are, and we find that we really are gifting it to ourselves, and that in spending this time is just so beneficial to all. So, you know, we're all in this journey together, and as far as what I see today on this journey, you know, there's one of us here playing every character. We do play every character, and that we really are behind all of it as the golden light, beautiful light that we are, that we are behind everything, and that we come to find that there really isn't a way to ever push anything out there. There's nobody else to ever push any story onto. To find that, you know, as we begin to really embrace all of it and bring all of it back into our heart center, and opening our heart to embrace everyone and everything, we come to find that we are actually everyone and everything. It's so beautiful. And so this portion of the lesson six here, lesson six is called Love Heals All Things. And this portion, this is at the very end of lesson six. It's all what Jeshua shares with us here about feeling, about our feelings, and more as well. And there's one piece here that is just standing out to me now that I was looking at earlier, that to me, you know, and it kind of goes on from what I was just sharing here. I'm gonna read this paragraph out. So again, this is lesson six. It's in the last section called Feeling is the Doorway to Love and Freedom. And for those who have the book who wanted to have a look, I have the blue book here on page 79, towards the bottom of 79, the third last paragraph. Until you fully decide to come into life as the presence of Christ, as the presence of love, and to own each moment of your experience as wholly self-created, for no other reason than that you have chosen it from the perfect and infinite freedom of your unlimited being, life has not yet begun. And to me, on my journey, is when this really, this great shift occurred. Me was when I finally really took a big step back and realized that there is one of us here behind all of this. There is one of us here that is confused, that is sleeping, that is believing in separation, believing in multiple, believing that there's possibly someone separate from ourselves that can possibly cause us harm. And in this piece here, in this paragraph, to own each moment of your experience as wholly self-created. It's such a, you know, if we could really take a step back every time that we feel pain or frustration, resentment, any kind of suffering, whatever we're feeling, when we're feeling that disconnected feeling, that separation feeling from spirit, when we're feeling that, if we can take that step back and remind ourselves each and every time that we are truly behind everything, we're behind all of it. We remind ourselves that we are not a victim. There is really nobody out there to blame. There's nobody else out there to push anything onto. Whatever we're pushing away from ourselves in our belief that someone out there is doing anything to us, as we're doing that, we're pushing it back on. We're just giving it back to self. We're just instantaneously creating the disconnection for ourselves, and the feeling of what a disconnection is. And that just takes me into this other section here where Jeshua shares with us on feelings and how important feeling is, the feelings. And it reminds me of many things in these lessons have taken me back to times of studying Abraham Hicks. I remember that there was so much emphasis they always place on the way that we feel, on the way that we feel. You know, and I studied that for many years, like a decade or so before I picked up A Course in Miracles, and found that all very, very helpful. As soon as I picked up A Course in Miracles, I was very much trusting the guidance from within. and found that, you know, I was very much in line with listening to the way that I felt. I was really following the way that I feel. And I remember that they taught that broadly. They really spent a lot of time discussing feelings and how we could really come to realize that our feelings are so important. And that's where we come to realize the disconnection or the connection to spirit is in listening to the way that we feel, really stopping and dropping into our heart center and just how am I feeling in this moment? How is it feeling? And following the way that we feel is always very, very telling of whether we're connected to our source, whether we're connected to love and at peace, or whether we're, you know, it's almost like, to me it seems, you know, it's almost like that when we're feeling that disconnection, when we're feeling crappy, we're feeling, any level of pain and suffering, when we're feeling that way, that, you know, we come to see that there is such, it's so telling of, that's what it feels like. That's what separation feels like. And that's where the, you know, the tiny mad idea, what would it be like to possibly be separate? What would it possibly be like to be other than God? And, you know, to be separate from God, to be separate from our source. And, you know, it's like that feeling, the feeling of pain and suffering, of frustration, of anxiety, of worrying, depression, you know, those feelings that we get, that, you know, we can really stop and feel, that's what it feels like to be separated from God. That's what it feels like. That's what this feeling is, of a seeming separation. Of course, we're not separate from God, but that's the imagination that we have made up of what this would feel like to be separate from God. And that feeling is really so important. I remember Abraham Hicks sharing on that and saying that that feeling is our key, for reconnection. It's our key that where our attention is right now is on something, you know, other than our truth. And it's on something other than God, other than truth. And what I've come to see on my journey, and that's why I feel like this is so important, what I've come to see on my journey is that where my awareness lies, you know, where my attention is going is so important. Where my attention is going, if my attention is on love, my attention is on healing, my attention is on the atonement, my attention is on my own responsibility, as in that other paragraph that I read just before, realizing our experience as wholly self-created, realizing that we are wholly responsible for our you know, everything, whatever's arising, and we can bring it back to self. We come to find that what is this whole responsibility? Why are we wholly responsible? We come to find out that it's bringing it back to our confusion. That it's our confusion that we could possibly be other than God, separate from God. That confusion of that belief system that we can possibly be separate from God. And taking that whole responsibility is such a flip of the switch that can just shift this journey into such a top gear where we come to find that when we are really willing, when we're very willing to take responsibility. So in every moment, I've come to see that we're either pointing the finger, we're either feeling in victim mode, or we're taking full responsibility. We're either one or the other. We're either pushing it out there, we're either pushing it away, and seeing that there is something here I've got to get rid of because there's something here that's causing me pain and suffering, or we're turning it around and we're questioning what this is. We're having a really good look at the pain and suffering, having a really good look at what we have believed this darkness to be, and bringing it back into our heart center, having a look through the eyes of love, looking with Holy Spirit. We come to this place of laughter where we realize that, oh, we've been, there's one of us here confused, making it all up. It's just our imagination. And this is our imagination that we're toying with in this dream world that we're of what it would be like to be other than God. And so we've fallen into this belief of this imagination and seeing that that's our reality. And Jesus tells us here on the same page, halfway down, he actually says in one, this is one paragraph, here, he says, you have dreamed I'll just read the sentence before it so you can see where it's coming, why he's listed it at this point here. And then he's got this kind of saying, the statement that this coming from the ego mind. I struggled through that one, and I've struggled through this one. I have lived. And Jeshua says, no, you have dreamed. One paragraph on its own. No, you have dreamed. And then he goes on to say that, you know, well, many of us have shared here on how we dream at nighttime, and then and we can wake up in the morning and believe in what we dreamed last night, but it's so easy. What Jeshua shared here is, do you awaken in the morning and realize that you have had a whole night of dreams of receiving ribbons and trophies and what have you from the world, and then say, that was very real. The trophies must be out sitting on my kitchen table. While you dreamt, it felt real enough, and that is the quality I am speaking to here. If you wish to take this as an affront, it is perfectly fine. It will not disturb my peace at all. And then there's that section that I read before, until you fully decide to come into life as the presence of Christ, as the presence of love, and to own each moment of your experience as wholly self-created for no other reason than that you have chosen it from the perfect and infinite freedom of your unlimited being. Life has not yet begun. And so, as we are willing to take full responsibilities, we're willing to embrace and to open up our heart and to bring everything back into our heart center for the healing, for the return to love. We've come to find that the healing is actually, the atonement is such a beautiful thing. It's such a simple thing. The atonement is so simple, as all it is that, are we willing now to embrace self and bring self back to self? Or are we still going to be a victim and play the game that there is somebody else out there? And therefore, all we're really doing is pushing self away from self. There's nobody out there to push away. There is no separation. And so in every moment, we're pushing, either believing in the dream, the imagination, our imagination, and pushing self away from self, feeling the disconnection, feeling what it would be like to be disconnected from God, or we're opening our arms, opening our heart. Our heart is open, and we are embracing everything and everyone and bringing it back into the heart center for the healing. And that's all we need to do, is be a little bit willing, come with that little bit of willingness to open up our hearts and to bring it back into our heart center, whatever it appears to be that is outside of ourselves, whatever appeared to be separate from ourselves, realizing that what is the tiny man idea, it's an idea of what it might be like to be separate from God. And while we hang on to any belief that anything, any type of separation can possibly be in existence, while we are hanging on to that belief, in any type of separation, then we've turned our back on God and we've turned our back on our true self. And in opening up our heart center is where the healing occurs. And that's why I find this whole section here with the first 12 lessons in the Way of Mastery is called the Way of the Heart. And, you know, getting into this section here on feelings, I'm going to read this paragraph here. It really stood out to me a lot a few times when I've read this in this lesson 6. This is on the page before 78, under the heading, Feeling is a Doorway to Love and Freedom. If your commitment is, indeed, to look within and discover each and every obstacle you have ever created to the presence of love, why do you resist feeling those things? For well has it been said to you that on just the other side is the very love you seek. Just on the other side is the very love you seek. Deny not the role of feeling in this dimension, for feeling is everything. You cannot even know the presence of God unless you feel it. You cannot even know the presence of God unless you feel it. You cannot think about the presence of God. You cannot insist on a belief about the presence of God. That does not do it. That does not fill your cup. Feeling fills your cup. Feeling, unbridled, unblocked, unobstructed feeling, is the doorway to that love that sets you free. And Dove just put on the board a lesson from the workbook, lesson 189. I feel the love of God. Thank you, Dove. I feel the love of God. And so, you know, how important is it to be really, you know, as we really sit and kind of ponder, you know, what this is when we feel, when we're really paying attention to that feeling, when we're listening to that feeling, we're really moving into our heart center. We're really opening up. Our beingness just opens up as we are open to our feelings. How am I feeling right now? It's the questioning of all that we've ever believed in. And what is unfolding right now? How am I feeling in this moment right now? And as we really open ourselves up to that, where we feel that, you know, as all these answers are all pouring forth from within, a feeling of disconnection, we know within immediately. All feelings, all answers, all of it is all arising from right here in the core of our being, right here, right now. And, you know, what a beautiful recognition that, you know, again, that we are it. There's nothing outside of us. There's no separate Holy Spirit. There's no separate Christ mind. There's no separate God. There's no separate heaven. There's nowhere that we need to get to. There's nowhere that we need to leave. We come to find that as we turn within, and that's why, again, this whole section is called the Way of the Heart, first 12 lessons, that we really are turning back within to our heart center, allowing our hearts to guide us, allowing our hearts to really be open and opening ourselves up, being really, really present in that moment and really feeling the way, how am I feeling now? And in feeling, and we notice a feeling of disconnection, and we have a choice in that moment where we can stand in that moment and make the choice of love, and choose our connection, realizing what a beautiful realization to realize what disconnection from God is and realizing what connection to God is. And it's in our feelings that we will know connection to God or disconnection. It's in the feelings of that are always arising every moment we're receiving guidance through way of feelings. And that we know, we can tell, if we really sit and get a feeling for how where we're at right now. And we turn within, we know, we can feel if the body's closed off, if the heart's closed off to the world, to others. We can feel, we can really feel, this is what it feels like to be separate, to be closed, to be limited, to be closed off. And closed off from who? Closed off from our true self, blocking our true self out, our oneness with God, blocking that out. And why? What is this blocking out? It's turning our back, it's turning away from ourselves, turning away believing in this imagination of what it might be like to be separate from God, and staying with that belief, and staying stuck in that belief. And so that little bit of willingness, I see the heart is from the early on in our journey, our spiritual journey, our hearts begin to open, and they open wider and wider, and our eyes are opening, our minds are opening, and we truly come to see that as we really go back within to how this is all feeling, how am I feeling now, how am I feeling in this next moment, am I connected to God, am I really feeling the connection to God? And that's why this sentence here in this Wave Mantra to me is, there's just so much beautiful stuff here. I just love this paragraph here. Do not deny not the role of feeling in this dimension, for feeling is everything. You cannot even know the presence of God unless you feel it. And we know that when we that no one else can ever give us that moment of realization. No one, it can never come from anything outside of ourselves. If we believe it does, then we're believing in separation. There can be beautiful pointers pointing at the truth, pointing in the direction. But to actually feel God, to be in the presence of the connection, what is it like to be connected to our source? We come to find that it is in the way that we feel. We know it by feeling it. And just repeating what I shared before in this paragraph, you cannot think about the presence of God. Through our thinking, we can be pointed to the presence of God, but we know that until we have that realization, that moment of absolute knowing, and we ask ourselves, where does that come from, that absolute moment of knowing? It's coming from the core of our being. It just came from ourselves. The absolute moment of knowing, those realizations where we gasp and realize we in that holy, beautiful instant, simultaneously, we witness the dream of separation. We see it in the moment that it's only our imagination, and in that same holy instant we realize that love is behind everything, and we realize that love has a handle on everything. And in that same holy instant we know that we are it, we're behind everything, and that nothing has ever been done to us. We realize that we are wholly responsible, that all is self-created. And I love that here again. Wholly self-created. All of our experiences, they're all coming from self. And are we pushing self away, or are we embracing self? If there's one thing that we would not embrace, if there's one person, if there's a word, a speck of dust that we would not embrace, then we could stop and check in with our feelings. How does it feel to not embrace? We can feel in the moment limitedness, cut off. We can feel in the moment what separation is. We feel the feeling of separation. That feeling of separation is a feeling of pain and suffering. And that in every moment we have the opportunity in every moment to choose again. And as I've shared here before many times, that that Lee Jan Polsky gave me that beautiful acknowledgement one day when he threw his arms in the air and I asked him about forgiveness, and he said, just choose love. Just choose love. That's the answer. Just choose love. And we come to find that when we're willing to choose love and turn within and listen, when we're willing to listen to love, that's all we that's it. That we're on our way home. We're heading home. We are home when we've chosen to listen to love. In every moment, we're listening to the voice of fear or to the voice of love. In every moment, we may be believing in the dream of imagination and be feeling the disconnection, or we're feeling the peace of God. We're feeling the connection. We've dropped the story in that moment. We've dropped the story. And we've chosen the atonement. We've chosen love and chosen home. And what a beautiful moment when we realize that home is already here. And that as we once believed that we were crossing seas and climbing mountains, that we come to find that there was no mountains to climb and no seas to cross, that there was no distance to travel, that we already were there. And that what was here moved over there too, if there is any over there. We come to find that there really isn't any over there. But what seems to be over there, what seems to be another land, another country, what seems to be, we've come to find that what we are right here is what is over there. What is here is there, is everywhere. Never really leaves, never really moves, is always as it is. We come to find that we are not able to separate in any way. There really is no separation if you see any aspect as separate. Then we will take a step back and choose again. And choose love. And every moment we choose love, when we believe the story of separation, we take a step back and we choose love again. And as we choose love, we come to see there really was no need to do anything in that moment, just choose love. Come with that little bit of willingness. And that's when our hearts open. Our hearts are opening when we choose love. And it's all laid before us. All the answers, we come to find there really is one answer. And I'm going to have a look further along here towards the end of Lesson 6 in the Way of the Heart, the Way of Mastery. See what else I've underlined here, what really got my attention. Okay, I actually didn't underline this, but my eyes are traveled to it, and I'm going to read it. I'm feeling it. I'm going to read it. Actually, and I just turned the page as I was sharing then, and without even knowing what I was turning the page, and I turned back to the paragraph before, and I got a yes to go here, to a little secret. So, Yeshua's letting us in on a little secret here. This is actually on the bottom of 79, page 79 again, in this Blue Book of the Way of Mastery. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs here. I will let you in on a little secret. Actually, let me see here. The paragraphs I read earlier on, in relation to being wholly realizing in each moment our experience. Now, this is just me sharing here before I go on and read this other paragraph I'm feeling guided to read. What I read before, each moment of our experience, realizing, you know, that it's wholly self-created, that each moment is wholly self-created, and for no other reason than that you have chosen it from the perfect and infinite freedom of your unlimited being. Life has not yet begun. And went on to say, when you look upon all things without judgment through the eyes of forgiveness, when you decide to embody only the reality of love, no matter what anybody else is doing, that is when life begins. I'm just going to read on, and this will travel into the little secret. As of this date on your calendar, there have only been a handful of beings who have truly lived life upon this plane, a very small handful. There are many of us that would just absolutely be thrilled if you would join the club. I will let you in on a little secret. Until you do not get to graduate. You will never leave this plane filled with conflict and suffering as it seems to be until you have lived the experience of walking this earth wholly as the thought of love in form, with no other allegiances but to love. You will never leave this plane. You will never take up your cross and follow me. You will spin around again and again and again, only to be confronted by the same need to decide wholly for love. You will finally look heavenward and say, Father, let's get on with it. Enough time has been wasted. It's gone, it's fine, it doesn't matter. Now, I am committed to love. Bring on whatever I must experience to bring up from the depth, the places where I've hidden it within me, every obstacle that must yet be dissolved, or the light of the grace of perfect love. Hi, Hazel, yeah, this is the way of mastery. Yeah, it is. I'm just going to read on the next paragraph here. And I will do whatever I can from my side of the fence to open up those places, to feel those places, to embrace those places, to love those places, to claim those places as wholly self-created. I will let my parents off the hook. I will let my siblings off the hook. I will let my great, 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 great grandfather off the hook. I will let Adam and Eve off the hook. I will let the government off the hook. And I will love myself enough to heal my separation from God. I will be humble enough to recognize that if I'm having an experience because I know I have made the commitment to healing, then you have indeed, precious Father, brought me all good things. For this moment of experience can be seen through eyes that recognize that it is but a stepping stone to the perfect peace that I seek. What comes to my mind in that sharing is that, you know, as I read this earlier today, this section, and I know as I recall reading it before as well, this feeling arose immediately of like, ouch, you know. He just was telling us that, you know, when we're truly ready, when we're truly willing for the healing to take place, that we're inviting whatever will arise that will give us the gift that we may look upon the seeming darkness that we once believed in, that we may look upon this through the eyes of love, for the healing to occur, so we may choose again, choose love, and go right through the darkness and be in the light. And as I was sitting with this, and the first feeling that arose was like, oh, ouch, you know, I kind of know this feeling of things moving quickly, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe a couple of double whammies of forgiveness opportunities. And you know, as I sit with it, and what was arising here as I was reading it, what came forth was that arose once again initially, and then the feeling that came was the feeling of a knowing that's kind of settling in, a knowing that resonating that of the gift of from the opportunities of forgiveness, the gift that they are. And as we move forward, we come to see that as one more arises, another opportunity for forgiveness arises, and that we know, we see that it is truly coming from self, that we are behind all of it, that if we're seeing that there is anything else behind it, that there is a Holy Spirit, a separate Holy Spirit in charge of this, a separate someone organizing our opportunities for forgiveness. As soon as we look upon that with separation, we see that that's not coming from us. Is where what I came to witness here is that that's where the fear comes in, that there's something outside that is in charge. There's something outside that is taking care of this atonement. There's something outside that's offering these opportunities for forgiveness. And we come to see that it's all coming from self. All of it, it's holy. Again, and this is another paragraph, the one I read earlier is where Jeshua shared about our experiences being wholly self-created, and he repeats it here in this other paragraph, to claim those places as wholly self-created. And as I fall into that moment of the realization, yes, that all is coming from self, all is coming from self. And the feeling, the heart opening, realizing there can be possibly nothing outside of us that can ever cause pain and suffering. Realizing in that moment that it is indeed coming from our one imagination. That there's one confused Holy Son of God. We come to find that as we really fall into this place that of whole responsibility, not partial responsibility, but in being wholly responsible for all that's arising, realizing it all is self-created. It's all self-created. It's all coming from self. And in an effort to survive for the separate self and self-protection, we're pushing so self away, believing that there is an identity, that there's a separate identity outside of us that we need to push. We come to find that it's only ever our one self that we're pushing away in our imagination, in our belief in the world of separation. And as we take responsibility and fully turn within, realizing that we are really behind everything, that there really is nothing else to ever turn to and even question. There's nothing ever separate. So as we turn back within and really fall back into this place of realizing that we are wholly responsible, we come to see the gift behind all of it that's arising, that we have, that we are the one planning, we are one with Holy Spirit, not separate from Holy Spirit. We are the one in the planning of the atonement, planning the atonement. My computer went blank. Okay, looks like we're okay. And so, in this section here, what came to me this morning was, you know, just the importance of really stepping back, turning within, and really listening to the way that we feel. And in listening to the way that we feel, realizing that all is coming from self, and every moment. If we're feeling a disconnection, if we're feeling that moment of separation, realizing that it is all coming from self, that all is for the greater good, realizing that all that's arising is a gift to help us in the atonement, and that we really, truly are in this together. That there is no way of seeing any separation in any shape or form, that we are all in this together. Going home, at home, at home now, but seemingly heading home. I'm having a look here. I see I only have 10 minutes left, and there is another little section at the end here called Only Through Feeling Do You Awaken. And I'll underline some of this first paragraph. I'm going to read the first paragraph. Feeling is the message of this lesson. This is on page 81, the one that might have the blue book, the Way of Mastery. Feeling is the message of this lesson, for it is only through feeling that you truly awaken. Concepts and ideas can begin to direct the mind to believe that there is something out there that is attractive, that might even be better than what you have been doing before. But concepts and ideas do not, in themselves, open the door. They are symbols, and that is all. A symbol cannot quench your thirst. It is only at the level of genuine feeling that you can once again know the presence of God who dwells within you, around you, and through you, even now. Feel what you have created as a substitute for the truth. Own it. Look upon it, and then let it go. Learn that regardless of what choice you may have made in the past, once you have embraced it, once you have felt it, you remain perfectly innocent and imbued with the power to choose again to feel, to learn once again to feel the glorious warmth that permeates the kingdom of heaven. And again, looking at what Jeshua is sharing with us here, the feeling, we only know God through feeling. We feel, through our feeling, our eyes are opening, we're waking up. It's through our feeling that we have realizations. And as I look back on my journey, I see that all realizations come in the moment of completely dropping everything else, letting go of everything else, and falling into that guidance, listening to love, turning to face love, trusting in love, and through that guidance, falling into the place of that feeling, the feeling place of the knowing, of what does it feel like to be connected to God, the feeling of being at one, the feeling of unlimitedness, we know that it is in the place of feeling. It's in the way that we feel. The knowing. In that knowing, the knowing is connected with the feeling. I'm going to read on a little bit here. Nothing you do with time can match the importance of what we have shared in this lesson. Nothing you do in the field of time holds a candle to the incredible gift that is waiting for you. Therefore, use time constructively by deciding to love, that love may teach you of itself. Indeed, beloved and holy friends, when you have done this, you will find yourself translated into a form that could never possibly be contained by the space and volume of a physical body. And just to share on this, when I find that, and I mentioned this earlier about time is a greatest gift that we offer to Holy Spirit, we offer to our higher self, our true self, and we come to find instantaneously when we're really falling into the place of just completely letting go, falling back into the arms of love, we find that we've given that time. That's the greatest gift that we've just given to ourselves. In turning to face love, in listening to love, in following love all the way. And we find that in that moment, we, as we're truly letting go, that there is no way that we can be contained by the physical body. We come to realize that this is what the idea of this feeling, the feeling of awakening, is of really letting go of all of our hold on anything, letting go of our the knowledge with a little k, the knowledge of the separate self, releasing all of that so we may be given our memory back. Our memory will be restored in that instant that we let go of the way that we believed that things should be. And then we come to find that we can never be contained by the body, by the physical body. When we truly let go and have fallen back into the arms of love, that we are in that place of openness, complete openness. Our heart is open. Our eyes are open. I'm going to read on a little bit here. You will look upon this entire dimension as a mere temporary learning device. You will set it aside as a child sets aside a toy that has been outgrown. But you will do it with deep appreciation and love for the toy that you have played with for so long. You will carry with you a deep sense of gratitude for everything this physical dimension has brought to you. There will be not a molecule of beingness within you that will feel any resentment, any longing, any anger, or any remorse for anything. All of your experience will have become wholly acceptable to you. For it was by such experience that you were finally driven to want only the truth. That's a beautiful feeling. Realizing, this is me sharing now, such a beautiful feeling. In realizing that everything is a gift, that all that's arising and falling, all that seems to be unfolding is indeed a gift that we've given to ourselves for the healing. It's all in aid of the healing. It's all in aid of realizing that we are sewing this together and that there is so much to give when we have an open heart, as our hearts are opening. An opening. I see this path, I see this journey as our eyes are opening and our hearts are opening, and that it's that gentle process of awakening that where we're, as we turn to face love again and again, it's like the lotus flower opening. We find that our hearts are opening some more and some more. We feel that they never close over. We come to know the feeling place and the feeling of unlimitedness, the feeling of openness, the feeling of what an open heart does, what this offers, an open heart. And as we fall into this, we realize that there really is, why would we ever disconnect from anybody or anything ever again? but what is to love, and what is it to be home right here, right now, is to embrace the world, is to embrace self and invite self back to self. Invite self home. And how beautiful when we truly realize in such a deep way that we really are behind all of it, that we're it. We are it. There's nothing else. There's no one else doing anything to turn to. There's no separate Holy Spirit in charge of a separate atonement. But we are it. We're behind all of it. We're behind. We are the answer. We are the answer that we've been seeking. And the simplicity that arises as we fall back into the arms of love, realizing that we are this love that we've been looking for. We are the answer. We are at one, so at one with the Holy Spirit. We're so at one with the atonement. We're so at one with this whole process. And that all that is being fed by our one self. That we are behind all of it. And that there is no cutoff, there is no separation, there is no limitedness. And as we allow our hearts to open, it was a great shift on my journey when I came to the realization, just a couple of years ago, I came to this realization that I sat and felt how my heart was feeling. I felt this moment of how my heart was feeling, and I came to the realization that I saw in that moment what it was to have a closed heart, and I realized that, you know, much of my lifetime, this memory of this lifetime, I knew of a closed heart. It was just what, you know, walking around in the dream state with my back on God, with my back on my true self, that's what it feels like. It feels like having a closed heart. When we really go back within and we ask ourselves, how does this feel? And what happened for me, what came to me was I realized it was a moment of gasping and realizing, oh my gosh, I've had a closed heart. And I realized that you know, we walk around in a closed heart as we're so caught up in the belief of the dream world, the belief in separation, the belief in separate identities. That's you know, a closed heart is a feeling of pain and suffering, a feeling of loss, a feeling of worry and despair, and that the feeling of an open heart, as I've really sat back and realized, and I told this, I had felt like I was walking around with a backpack on, a dumbbell within each hand, running around a hamster wheel. I felt the weight of that backpack, and I screamed out to Holy Spirit in my mind and said, I choose to have an open heart. I choose to embrace my brothers. I choose to have an open heart. And I said it and I meant it. And within, I don't even recall a time frame. It was quick, a week or 2 weeks. It was just within weeks that the backpack had fallen off. The dumbbells had fallen away. And this feeling of now what it was feeling like to be absent, to be open and not closed off. It was really beautiful. And I see that it is, thank you, Karen Ann. Thank you so much. I see that it is 2 o'clock here in Aloha Land. Thank you, Dub, and thank you, everybody. I really enjoyed coming back and sharing after my break. I'm going to hand over the mic. My website is robinbusfield.com. Handing over the mic, lots of love and aloha.
All right, thank you so much, Robin. Aloha and mahalo, and thanks to everyone.